Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to acknowledge my several co-authors here, many of whom are colleagues and students at the University of Minnesota also, and our local public health agency partners. Is Madeline here? Madeline was planning to attend, and she's also a co-author. I want to say that I do have something to declare, and that is that I have 22 slides to cover in 15 minutes, so I'm going to go quickly. I came from a practice setting into the academy, and I was steeped in looking at data and program evaluation. And then I went through intensive training in a PhD program to become a researcher. So by the time that I met students, I was in this mode of students need opportunities, and I really do believe it is critical to engage students in meaningful scholarship and inquiry during their academic careers. And I came from an environment that used the Omaha system to generate clinical data, and I'd like to welcome Dr. Madeline Kerr, also a co-author on this presentation. Thank you so much for coming, Madeline. So we had Omaha system data at our health department, and that's what I used to do my dissertation, and that's what I currently use to do my research. And I found that the clinical data sets generated by public health nurses using the Omaha system allow for students to develop relevant, brief projects that generate new knowledge. So in this presentation, I would like to present to you three original research studies that were conducted by my students and our teams. First will be a benchmarking study of maternal child health public health nursing data. Second will be a study of mothers with intellectual disabilities. And third will be a look at data reliability for charting in public health departments. This is a conceptual framework of the Omaha system, and I typically spend a few nanoseconds describing the Omaha system. Is there anyone here who would like to, just a brief review of what the Omaha system entails? It's a valid and reliable instrument used to describe standards, what we do in a standardized way. So looking at the problem classification scheme tells us what's going on, what are the issues in with the client. The intervention scheme tells us what do we do to address those issues. Problem rating scale for outcomes is a 1 to 5 Likert type ordinal scale that measures client or knowledge, behavior, and status for any of the issues that were identified. And that's usually done pre and post, but it can be done otherwise during the course of care. So it is one of the ANA recognized terminologies. And we in Minnesota have a grassroots public health nursing led community of practice experts that advance data and practice quality using the Omaha system in Minnesota. So we have community partners, very rich data sources. And we have many multiple research and program evaluation examples to illustrate the issues related to the use of existing public health nursing data in intervention and outcomes research. So, first study, benchmarking study. The purpose of this study was to determine the feasibility of benchmarking maternal child health outcomes using Omaha system data. And we used generalized estimating equations methods with an existing Omaha system data set. And the results of the study were that parenting knowledge outcomes were positively associated with the length of services and negatively associated with having residents, substance use, and income problems. The study established a precedent for the use of rigorous statistical methods in benchmarking maternal child health outcomes. The student role in this study, we had two graduate students who did, one graduate student who reviewed the literature on public health nurse data benchmarking, and since there wasn't a lot in the literature, she reviewed other benchmarking studies as well. And she is a co-author on this publication that we're developing. The second study was about mothers with intellectual disabilities, and this student had experience working with people with disabilities. She worked in a group home as a public health nurse, caring for people with disabilities, and she thought, boy, what's different about what we do for mothers with disabilities than what we do for other mothers. And so she came to me with this question. She was one of my advisees. She was a master's student in public health nursing. And she wanted to compare home visiting services and outcomes for mothers with intellectual disabilities. And we found a matched cohort comparison group in an existing data set. So once again, we used generalized estimating equations methods. And these are the results we found, that both groups, mothers with intellectual disabilities and mothers who did not have intellectual disabilities, this matched cohort, attained desired outcomes after receiving services. So that alone is a policy implication. Should public health nurses be serving mothers with intellectual disabilities in the home? The answer is yes. Mothers with intellectual disabilities received more services for more problems than mothers in the comparison group. Not a surprise, but isn't that interesting that it came right out of the data? Mothers in the comparison group had significantly higher ratings for some problems. Well, that again is not a surprise. These results provide an opportunity for service providers, home visiting nurses, and public health agencies to understand the unique needs of mothers with intellectual disabilities. Yes, we should serve them, but we should prioritize their care, give them longer services, expect to address more problems, have more intensive services. Family home visiting appears to be an effective in assisting parents with disabilities to have successful pregnancy and parenting outcomes. And this article, the student is a co-author. She reviewed the literature on outcomes for the mothers with intellectual disabilities. She assisted with the analysis and interpretation of findings, and she's a co-author on the publication, which is in its second revision and is being accepted by the Journal for Intellectual Disabilities Research, which is an international journal, and it has reviewers from the UK. And it's such a challenge to write for that audience, I think. Lastly, a data reliability study. And the purpose of this study was to compare public health nurse ratings to researcher ratings as a possible method of documenting reliability of practice-generated data. Now, that's one of the huge challenges we have when we talk about how good our clinical data. And that's one of the great criticisms of using any observational data set, and one of the great challenges that we face in public health nursing agencies. How do we document that what we're charting, how do we have confidence that what we're documenting is reliable data? So we came up with this idea that we could possibly have a group of experts go into a public health agency, de-identify client records, and go through and have the experts do KBS ratings based on what's written in the chart and compare them then back to the public health nurse ratings. And if we could do this, then that might be a more cost-effective way to evaluate data reliability than, say, having a shadow go with a public health nurse periodically and do joint ratings and those kinds of things. So we did data abstraction from 100 de-identified charts. And the three experts were myself and two graduate students. And then we did a comparison of inter-rater agreement. And we had negative findings. In fact, they were really bad findings. What we discovered was that we weren't reliable with each other, even though we had training and had planned to do this in a rigorous way. And then we found what was really happening is we had our own conventions in our head for what we would deal with when we came up with no evidence written in the charts. So what we're having is public health nurses who did not have to substantiate their ratings in any way. They just put in the ratings. I think that's a really valid way to chart, because we don't want nurses to spend extra time charting. We want them to go out and do their work and do their documentation. We want to believe that the nurse is correct. And so we came out with a happy ending that we believe that the nurse knew what to chart, but she didn't have to write down why. And then we decided that this method that we had for documenting whether or not the nurse was reliable was not one that we would recommend to anyone. And this publication is also in process, and the students will be co-authors. The students did a literature review on the assessment of reliability in public health nursing documentation, and they participated in data abstraction, as well as being co-authors. So one of the things that the students got to learn and continue to learn as we continue to do these database projects is the limitations that are common to all observational data sets, which you all know, that we can't implement controls to assure internal validity, and that there is bias and fidelity issues anytime in an observational data set. And thus, we have to think about the many things that could have contributed to the client outcomes. Now, this is really good learning for students also. And then here's where I get to make a shameless invitation to all of you, anyone who's interested. There's such a thing now as the Omaha System Partnership. It consists of three things: a scientific team of researchers at the University of Minnesota, affiliate members now from 10 countries throughout the globe, at local, national, and international partners in public health nursing, and we have a data warehouse of de-identified data housed at the University of Minnesota for public health nursing assessments, interventions, and outcomes. And I welcome your partnership. If you have students who are interested in doing data-based studies that you would like to mentor them in, please consider, you know, you don't have to have data, you just have to have a relevant clinical question and a student with a good idea and willingness to mentor them. And we have all kinds of linkages that we can create with you. And currently there's a student at the UW in Madison who has submitted a proposal to our partnership. She is Hmong, and there aren't a lot of Hmong families in Madison, but there are a lot of Hmong families in Minnesota. So we're connecting the dots, and she's going to do her dissertation using Ramsey County, Minnesota data. Now, let's just pretend I didn't say the name of the county. But please, check us out at omahasystempartnership.org. We'd love to have you join us. Thank you very much.